and hyperthyroidism. When EBV attacks the thyroid gland, the immune system responds by sending antibodies to mend the injury. The ensuing tussle causes the thyroid inflammation that medical professionals label as Hashimoto's thyroiditis. If the antibodies are unable to counter EBV, the body puts up walls of calcium to keep the virus off. These calcium walls grow and become thyroid nodules. If EBV cells are trapped in the nodules, they may explode in numbers and transform the nodule into a cyst. William goes through several other symptoms of EBV, explaining why people with thyroid problems experience mysterious weight gains or losses, feel constant hunger, lose hair, or suffer through insomnia, migraines, aches, heart palpitations, dizziness, and chronic diarrhea. He ties all of these symptoms to EBV. While he lays out an elaborate theory of EBV-caused illnesses, he concedes that some of the issues he describes, such as the viral encephalitis caused by EBV, are all undetectable by medical tests. Key takeaway: common triggers, including emotional and physiological strain, reactivate latent EBV. The thyroid virus is a common invasive virus that infects as much as 95% of the population. Most people are infected during childhood, but do not show any symptoms as the virus usually stays in latency. The virus lies dormant in the body before it launches an attack. It attacks and consequently causes a thyroid illness when triggered by, among other things, trauma, stress, and anxiety. The hormones that these adverse emotional states trigger not only feed the virus, but they also inform it that the immune system is susceptible to attacks, which it launches. Pesticides, insecticides, and heavy metals such as mercury, when present in the bloodstream, fuel the virus. EBV also feeds on foods, its favorite being dairy products, corn, wheat, and eggs. The natural hormones in just one egg can feed EBV and get it from a dormant stage 1 to an active stage 2. These triggers can also launch the virus from any other phase to the next. William includes a comprehensive list of other EBV triggers, the most prevalent being mold, vitamin and mineral deficiencies, and mercury in dental fillings and seafood. Although there is no scientific research to back his claims, leading science journals maintain the mechanism of EBV reactivation is still unknown, the list makes intuitive sense. Heavy metals and pesticides, vitamin and mineral deficiencies, and emotional trauma can undermine the immune system and trigger a wide range of health complications. If William has observed any correlation between these triggers and thyroid diseases, it may just be correlation, not causation. Key takeaway: EBV moves through the body in 4 stages. The Epstein-Barr virus is transmitted through bodily fluids, most commonly through blood and saliva. New strains of the virus can be transmitted through tears and sneezes. You can pick it up sharing a bathroom or drinks with an infected person. When you pick up the virus, you may observe mild symptoms such as a scratchy throat and general tiredness. After the incubation period, you may go through a month of headaches, swollen glands, and extreme fatigue. EBV infects the body in 4 stages. In stage 1, the virus lies dormant in the bloodstream, replicating and waiting for the right triggers. In stage 2, which is infectious, EBV attacks the lymphatic system and infects the liver, spleen, and sometimes the reproductive organs. Symptoms of mononucleosis or glandular fever appear at this stage. In stage 3, EBV moves to the thyroid gland, where it causes most of the symptoms associated with thyroid problems. The virus also continues to affect the organs it infected in stage 2. In stage 4, it targets